In stock markets around the nation and around the world, the words buy, buy, buy and sell, sell, sell have been frantically shouted quite a lot over the last few weeks. The global financial crisis is lurching into uncertain territory. While many people have been nervously watching the value of their share portfolios, plenty of others have observed from the sidelines as they wonder what the trickle-down effect's going to be on this crisis. In particular, homeowners and mortgage holders are closely following the reactions of the banks and other lenders to see what impact their decisions have on the real estate market. It's predicted that the Reserve Bank could be cutting interest rates maybe by 0.5% when they meet in a week and a half's time. But whether it's passed on, that's another question. Every weekend across Australia, there are five words which are guaranteed to be music to the ears of buyers and sellers alike. And those five words are going once, going twice, sold. Property auctions can be full of hidden traps, agendas, techniques and tactics. But fear not, because my first guest tonight knows all the tricks of the trade. He's happy to expose some of them. He's the author of The Insider's Guide to Saving Thousands at Auctions. His name is Patrick Bright and he's sitting opposite me right now. Evening, Patrick.
Good evening, Tony.
You're nervous about the property market at the moment? There's some suggestions we could see a bit of a downturn in 2009.
Well, anything's possible. Look at what's happening around the world right now. Who would have picked it?
Exactly so. Before we start exploring the ins and outs of property auctions, I might just ask you about the current state of the real estate market in Australia. I've read reports that describe it as buoyant, stagnant, going backwards. Do you have an assessment?
Well, I guess it depends who you listen to and also what state or capital city or part of the country they're talking about. Because the country is doing different things in different parts of the country.
And often, sometimes within the same city, Sydney seems to be almost two property markets. The outer ring, which has suffered some setbacks, and some inner city property, which looks like it's still continuing on a reasonable path.
Yeah, well, that's true. There is a couple of markets happening within the city market, and there has been for some time, and I think you'll find that that's happening in other states and capital cities as well.
Mm. Are there big differences between the various capital cities and likewise rural and regional markets at the moment?
Well, yeah, there are. There's always differences because they're at different parts of a cycle, and history has shown that, you know, property does tend to move in cycles, although sometimes those cycles are lengthened, sometimes they're shortened in certain periods. So there's not, date identifiably predictable, but they do move around in cycles, and your capital cities and your regional areas don't always move in a similar moment.
It was revealed a little earlier this week that the $12 billion gas plant will be going ahead in Darwin, and that is very big news for Darwin jobs-wise. It's already a tight real estate market. Is that one of the areas that seems like it's heading north?
Well, there'll be opportunity, obviously, in any markets, especially you've seen when country towns and mining companies go there and there is a mining sort of boom in that area, then supply and demand drives up the market, which is, you know, what really affects every market is supply and demand is the fundamental underlying thing that will affect a market. So certainly will have an impact. It has had impacts just as much as when mining sort of backs off a bit, then those markets can drop just as quick as they went up.
Well, the Inpex announcement, apparently, they slapped an extra $500,000 on one particular Bayside property in Darwin. It went on as soon as the deal was announced, so they obviously think it's got plenty of upside.
Yeah, well, some people will. Look, they'll try their luck. They might get someone to come along and buy it, and who knows, they might have actually, that person might be able to sell it for more money in another year or two's time. Then again, that person may have overpaid by a serious amount of money. That's very speculative type investing to be sort of jumping into that sort of thing. And what we find typically when companies and develop, these sort of things are on the books for a long time, and there's usually people that are in the know and locals a lot of the time, and a lot of the money is made actually before these announcements are made, or there's a lot of people lined up with options on land and areas. So it's often the people who sort of rush in when everyone else is rushing in and it's being written up in the papers as this is a great thing to be buying. It's often a little bit too late
By then, the deals are almost in the pocket.
Yeah, it's like, you know, reading in the shares magazine, you know, buy this share now. By the time the magazine's printed and put out to the public and they're reading that, it's a little too late.
Yes, indeed. We look at the United States market and it has been catastrophic in the last 12 months. Likewise, the UK market is off substantially. They're suggesting 20-30%. Is that likely to be a worldwide phenomenon?